Content is king, they say. No pressure then. If you're the person that has to write the content for your website, that really piles on the pressure, doesn't it? It's down to you to communicate the message. Everything else is there just to support the words that you write. It's a difficult thing to do, and it can be incredibly intimidating, whether you're writing a blog post or whether you're writing the copy for your About Us page, or worse still, that crucial copy for your product. Having an approach, having a methodology, having a process that you go through when it comes to writing copy will make your life a lot easier, make the whole process just slightly less intimidating. Everybody can approaches this in a slightly different way, but what I thought I would do is share with you how I do that, how I approach writing copy for my websites. Basically, I start with an outline, just a series of bullet points that list the points that I wish to communicate. If it's particularly important, then I'll use a page template that I've talked about before that includes things like who the target audience is, what the main message you want to communicate from the pages, etc., etc. I won't go over all of that again now. Once I have my outline in place, then I just write. I write without worrying. I write without worrying about structure particularly. I write without worrying about length or anything else. I just get down something to start working with. Get past that blank canvas stage. I use my outline as much as possible, but I do just write and go for it. Now, I've actually started taking to dictating that initial draft using drag and dictate. I find that it makes the tone much more conversational, much more relaxed, and to be honest, I can get the initial draft out much quicker that way. Once I've got the initial draft, I then go back through and read through the whole thing. I check it over, I start tightening it up, I correct mistakes that I've made, I make sure it fits into the structure that I've produced, that it flows well, and all of the other things that you do. So I switch from being a writer, which is what I'm in phase one, to being an editor in that second stage. Once I've done that initial editing, what I then do is I read it back through another time. I often use the text-to-speech facility built into to the Mac, so I can sit back and I can just listen to what is being read. Reading it out loud is another good option here, to actually hear yourself saying it. Does it make sense when it's read out loud? After I do that, I run it through a little website that I found called polishmywriting.com, which you might want to check out. That's nice because it picks up on the grammar mistakes that I inevitably make because I'm not a natural writer. It also picks up on style suggestions about simplifying your writing oftentimes and just restructuring sentences to make them a little bit more readable. After I've done all of that, I go away and I leave it. I leave it to the next day and then come back to it afresh and give it a final read through. It's amazing how often when you give that final read through, you pick up on additional things that just you wouldn't notice at the time. All the time, through that entire process, I'm looking to try and reduce the word count. So I know that there are certain habits that I fall into. I often start sentences with the word however, or I include very when I don't really need the word very. All things like that that you pick up on your writing, and that final read-through is a good opportunity to spot those and kill them dead and simplify things down. So that's the writing process I use. Obviously, you'll probably use a slightly different version of that, but having a process in place makes the whole process a lot less painful and also increases the quality of your writing quite considerably.